Hello and welcome to the Self-Love Podcast. My name is Elaine. I am a psychotherapist, life coach, yoga and meditation teacher, and I am here to help share my wisdom of all things self-love, why you might not have it, how you can get more of it, and also mine and my clients' journeys with exploring the same. Welcome to today's podcast, where I will be talking about shifting from survival and into thriving in 2024. It's a strange time of year, particularly in the UK. We have this Christmas holiday period and the bit in between, sort of Christmas Day, Boxing Day, the bit in between now and New Year is quite a strange one. Nothing is quite the same. Everything is different. Work is different. Life is different. And often it can lead us into a space of uncertainty or reflection. And I've entitled this podcast as, so you've survived 2023, what's next? And I wanted to touch upon this year and also my personal experiences with the last 7 years, because I feel like it's hugely poignant time, planetary, spiritually, and personally as well. And you may resonate with this. I've been speaking to so many people about 2023 being a real year of awakening. So some positive, really great stories, as always, and then some not so great. And having looked into numerology, numbers, the year of 2023 is signified by the number 7. And being a 7 year very much indicates this element of awakening, disruption, sometimes super positive changes, and then sometimes not so positive feeling changes, but we'll come on to maybe them having a greater outcome. So this got me thinking about my own awakenings and points of time where I've created change. Sometimes out of desire, often out of survival. I am a very resilient person because of my childhood, because of being in this survival, like functional freeze for most of my start in life, I became very resilient and looked for ways to just keep going, to just stay on one half decent track where I was safe. And what that gave me in adulthood is very much the same, but on a bigger scale. But what I found is that often I would be looking to self-sabotage. So I was constantly getting to this point of make or break survival to activate something within me that would take me to another level. What 2023 gifted me was a lot of loss, a lot of change, a confused headspace, disconnection, reconnection, a lot of different things. But the biggest lesson it taught me was I don't have to keep going to the pits of survival to keep climbing out to get bigger. And I don't need to keep relying on this resilience of mine to carry me through. It is a strength. It is absolutely something that is super helpful because also I'm not afraid of failing. But I've often found that particularly in the last 7 years, what's been highlighted to me is that my failure is often coming from me as opposed to external things. It came down to my truest belief systems, the deepest ones that I didn't even know were there until this year. So it took me a lot of digging around, changes, you know, going back to work, moving away from coaching and therapy a little bit, to really realize what I was doing and how I was affecting my life, as well as other things affecting my life too. Survival is a really comfortable place for me, and it's a place that I will revisit often if I allow my mind and my body to go there. But my biggest awakening this year has been like, I don't need to get to those places. Yeah, of course, life dishes out some pretty terrible things that happen, and we have to deal with that. That's where our resilience comes in and is really helpful. But when I found that I'm actually doing this to myself a lot by not having the belief in something, or from flitting from one thing to another because it doesn't feel like it's going to work out, therefore I'm going to run away from it before it collapses. You know, that's resilience in one respect, but a lot of it was being caused by me. When I'm speaking to other people, they've had a lot of similar awakenings in 2023. And this is what the whole year of seven is all about. I'm not a numerologist, but I have read up on it. And moving forward into an 8 year, which is 2024, this is a year of growth, abundance, success. The numbers lend itself to that. And I'm really leaning into that because I didn't know all of this. I didn't know about the numerology of the number seven and the year of 2023 until probably around about 10 days ago. And then when I started to look into 2024 and thought, actually, do you know what? This is how I'm already feeling. I'm already feeling this sense of not that the year is going to be a great year, but who I am in that year is going to be very different. That is the key message I want to get across today. Who I am in any given moment dictates what's happening around me. And this is why I said, like, the year of seven, 2023, it's the year of awakenings, doesn't have to necessarily be negative. Awakenings don't have to be negative. They can be super positive if you're already in that place of knowing. If you're already that different person in that year is still going to be very different for you. I know a lot of people that have had really great 2023s and have been successful. Reflecting on that for me, and interestingly, as I'm talking to you about this, we are 7 minutes into this recording. 7 years ago, 2016, is when I had my first truest awakening of spirit. Something within me felt that the life I was living was very disconnected from who I truly was. That was 7 years ago. And 7 years ago, I got my rescue cat. And those two things coincided. Over the last 7 years, I've experienced awakenings, losses, some self-made losses. I've lost a parent that I never knew. I've lost the parent that I knew, I only knew, and she is still on this earth. I've had separations, I've had relationships, and all sorts of things that have caused loss and pain. And along those times, I've also had great awakenings and great feelings of abundance. The two don't necessarily have to be not in relationship to each other. They can coexist. My cat gained her angel wings in December. And whilst it's really sad, and there is a grief process when you're grieving for a pet, it's the same grief process as you would grieve for a loved one. What struck me was, and what I felt from her was, her time here was done, and that she'd given me everything that I needed. She was ready to go because she knew that I was okay. That could be a line that I've made up in my head to make me feel better about it. But I want to tell you this, and here's how I know it's not. Everything that I am saying or doing right now has some kind of ending and some kind of new beginning. For me, my 2023 has been about final endings. And for me, it has drawn a line in a lot of things. I've also created this element of, I am no longer taking these belief systems and moving them into the next year. They are unearthed. They are in my conscious mind. They've been worked with, and they are no more. These were buried so deep, I didn't know they were there. And I've done a lot of work, as you know, on my belief systems, on my self-love, on all of that. But I had to get to the root cause of what keeps pulling me back into this survival. What keeps pulling me back? What keeps pulling me back? And I found it. I found that deep, deep, deep-rooted belief that I wasn't good enough. I've spoken about this before. And I believe that there is another level to that. And that this level of not being good enough was coming from a place of not being chosen, not being loved as a child. The departure of my dad also happened this year, and I've never met him. And yet, even though I've never met him, he's managed to leave me feeling like I've been abandoned 3 times, even though I've never met him. And when I unearthed that, I felt this wave of compassion of, how could you not feel the way you've been feeling when on the surface, the people that should have loved and cared for you and believed in you the most didn't? They didn't gift you that time to believe in yourself, to think that you are good enough, to know that you are good enough. We have to remember, as babies, as very small babies, we don't think, we feel. We feel that worthiness. We feel that love. We feel that containment. We also feel the opposite as well. So these deep-rooted beliefs of mine went a lot further back than where I thought, you know, my 3-year-old self. They went right back, right back to being in the womb. The disconnection I felt was already there. And for me, I've had to do the work on that to know that actually all of this stuff is gifting me my story. It's gifting me connection to you. It's gifting me connection to people that come and seek help through me or with me because they've heard what I've got to say. There's resonance for people. And for me, it's not about me having to go through pain. I don't believe that. I don't believe that we manifest pain in our lives because of the way we're being. But I do believe that it is a gift. I do believe that whatever comes from it, I can choose to have a story. I can choose to share it. I can also choose to make my own way in life that feels really authentic to me. And that's where I'm at. Do you know what? Life has been about survival up till now for many periods, but not anymore. This is about more than survival. This is about thriving. This is about me giving the best of myself so people can get the best of themselves. It's not about this energy exchange of I give, you take, and then you change. I'm not doing it for anything, any other reason than to be an inspiration for you to create these changes. I want you to listen to this podcast and go, I need something different in my life because I can hear what she is saying. This sounds like me. There's elements of this story that feel like my own. There are things that she says that resonate. And particularly, I think in this podcast, it's about how we self-sabotage and why do we keep doing that? Why do we keep going there? I want you to know this, and this is going to be where today's podcast finishes. I want you to know this. if you are here listening to this podcast, you've survived life. You are being given another opportunity right now. You are being given another opportunity right now with every single breath. And once you're conscious to that, it's up to you where you take that next. It's not about manifesting and doing affirmations and putting out a vision board. We have to go deeper than that. It has to be deeper than that. And that's what my podcast that's coming out next will go into. We have to understand that we're multi-layered and that the consciousness, the awareness, and the desire to change is the first step. Where you go next is whatever you're going to need to heal all of those parts of yourself that don't feel good enough, that don't feel worthy, that whilst you consciously desire more, are sabotaging so you get less. If you have survived life to this point, you are being gifted another chance. And I want you to have that faith and hope that this is all going to work out for you better than you ever, ever imagined. Because right now I feel like that. I feel my life is completely different, even though my life has not changed at all. Who I am in my life is completely different to who I've been before. And I want that for you, even if it's just listening to these podcasts and taking inspiration and taking nuggets of information. I am going to be releasing a podcast pretty much every day for the next 5 days, right up until New Year's Day. The reason I'm doing that is because this is a space of landing for a lot of people where they feel a bit confused and might put all their eggs in one basket, decide they want to change their whole life, do X, Y, Z, and then realize 3 months later that's not working out for them. They feel like a failure and they go back to square one. So I'm going to utilize the next 5 days to really get inside your head a little bit and to start to make this process of understanding that you deserve more than survival. You absolutely can thrive. You can get the things you want in your life. Things are available to you that you never dreamed were imaginable. And I'm going to give you steps of how to get there. I also want you to pop into the show notes, because in the show notes for today, you'll see a link to my manifesting workshop, which is on New Year's Day. It's available on replay, because I know that there's lots of people that listen to this all around the world. It's available on replay, and it's GMT 2 till 4 on New Year's Day, 1st of Jan. Now, on the 1st of Jan, we have the energy of it being the 1st of January, the energy of it being a whole new year, but we're not using that as a catalyst for change. We're utilizing it as a landing place for change. So if you're interested, pop into the show notes, you'll find out more information. And I'm querying myself now of whether I've told you the right time or not, but you'll see in the show notes. Have a look at the link. If it's right for you, go with it. If it's not, just keep listening to these podcasts. That's what I'm here for. I hope that today's little rampage, ramblings, whatever you want to call it, have been eye-opening for you, have supported something within you, have ignited something within you. I would love to hear from you. So if you want to connect with me on Instagram, again, go to the show notes, all in there. You can pop me an email. You can share this message with other people. Whatever it is, I'd love to hear from you. And this isn't the last you're going to hear from me this year, because I'm going to be dropping in every single day to help you get to that next stage. I hope you've enjoyed listening to this, and I can't wait to be here again with you soon. Bye for now. Thank you so much for listening. If you could like, subscribe, share, or recommend this podcast, I would be super, super grateful. My aim is to get this podcast out to as many people as possible. So doing any of those things will help me to help as many people as possible. I look forward to seeing you again very, very soon. Bye for now.